So this is actually part one of a two-part thing. The second part is going to be video. I had just a bunch of audio clips of the things that were going on here, and I could have put them at the beginning of the video with a big blank screen, because that's really no different than what you're getting right now. Except that if there's a blank screen there, people seem to kind of be obligated to look at it and wonder why they're not seeing any kind of video going on here or whatever. So I decided to just do a lead-in and audio, and then we'll go into the video on the other thing that's on the same page. The primary thing that I'm doing with this audio is that the frog season, or the toad, or the peeper, or the whatever, chorus frogs and stuff, that season has started here, and every night that it gets warm enough, we get treated to a cacophony of different noises that are going on. The very first recording that we're going into right now was me walking around outside with the parabolic mic at a time when everything was quiet for a little bit. You're going to want to keep your hands on the volume for this. So that was the sudden start of activity on one particular night after it had gone quiet. Other nights, it was a bit more active. Now we're going to hear a couple different species, a couple different sounds in there, so listen to those. Now, the interesting problem about this is that I have been going back through the different frog calls to try and identify these, and I'm not finding anything that seems to be a particularly close match. It is probably one of the species that I've already kind of looked at, but the recordings that other people have provided for this have not been clear enough or, you know, quite the right pitch. There may be a lot of variation in pitch from these. I don't know. But what I'm finding is that, well, it might be this, it might be that, it doesn't quite sound like either one of them. And then there's another sound that we come up with that I finally managed to get some decent audio of. And that sounds even cooler, and it's even harder to place that. I honestly don't know what these are. The one thing that I can say is that I know about spring peepers, I know about southern chorus frogs, I believe, or what I've found here, and I know that I have found green frogs, bullfrogs, leopard frogs, I believe, and pickerel frogs. I have found those, at least three of those in the area, but I think I've found all four in the area. I just haven't pinned down whether it's any of these. The problem, too, is that as I begin to get close to any of these sounds, if they are close enough to be approached, which is kind of difficult because an awful lot of them are on the other side of the pond. However, sometimes I hear these from the puddle, which I can, you know, walk around. The moment that I get close enough to them, of course, they shut up. So the ability to actually see them and see what's making them is next to impossible at this point. The video does show that that's not true for all of them, so we'll go into that. So we have one more sound, one more species, I think at least one more, and it sounds like this. And again, I may be hearing sounds from the same species that has a couple different calls depending on the situation, and I just have not had something that goes over them completely. Every source that I've ever heard about the Cope's gray tree frog gives a particular sound to them, which is the most common sound. But there's also this little kind of chuckle sound that they make from time to time. I think it's actually when they're trying to repel an unwanted suitor, but they'll make this weird sound. And it took me a long time to determine that they were making that same sound and this was not another species. So what are we hearing here? Could be anything like that. Don't know. Let's go into the video and see what the video has brought us.